And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Found something that the three of us need for Thanksgiving, and everyone else should probably do this too.
Okay. The wine opener.
We need that also. Okay. A world champion pizza maker is offering a new idea for Thanksgiving leftovers. So apparently this guy owns a pizzeria. He says it's easy to make a leftover-themed pizza. Use pizza dough and layer on mashed potatoes and gravy. Add some turkey, then stuffing, and top it off with dollops of cranberry sauce. Grill or bake between 450 and 500 degrees for about 25 minutes, or according to dough instructions. I say you take off the cranberry sauce.
Do you see Shaylee and I's face?
Because why would you not just want a mashed potato gravy pizza? That sounds amazing.
Isn't that just Thanksgiving on a bun?
On a happy goodness full of pizza. What is wrong with you?
That sounds awful.
You make it. I'll try it.
I will.
Sure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you go ahead.
And not the cranberry sauce.
No cranberry sauce.
I don't like to mix sweet and salty. Uh-uh.
Ooh, that's so good.
I don't like cranberries.
At least follow one with the other.
I don't like cranberry sauce.
Yeah, I don't either.
But you people are messed up.
Have you ever had mac and cheese pizza?
Ugh.
What?
I don't even like mac and cheese. Why would I want it on a pizza?
You
ruined something so good and heavenly as a pizza.
I feel like I can't look you in the eye right now.
Mac and cheese. Look, there are some things I didn't grow up with, okay? Bologna. Mac and cheese.
So does that mean no hot
peanut
dogs?
Peanut butter and jelly.
What about
hot dogs?
Us poor kids
didn't experience
your rich lifestyle.
I had mayonnaise sandwiches.
By choice, though. That's different.
And ketchup sandwiches.
That's disgusting.
Did you grew up in Catholic school. Did you have a cafeteria? Because we didn't at our Catholic school.
Sure, what?
We didn't have a cafeteria. No, Christ the King.
The baby Jesus doesn't want you to eat.
Who doesn't grow
up with a cafeteria? That seems like the most basic of things.
Somebody from Christ the King Catholic School on the Kansas side, not the Missouri one, the Kansas side, back me up on this. We did not ever
What did you
at
do
any
for lunch?
Point. You brought a sack lunch every day and you ate at your desk. Every
what?
Single
You're
day.
Lying.
No. Somebody call in.
You didn't have a hot lunch for
no,
the entire
ever.
Was
Kindergarten
it K through 8?
Through 8. Yes. Yeah. Never once had a hot lunch. They didn't, not even a cafeteria that you could sit in. So you brought your sack lunch and you sat at your desk in your classroom the entire time, all through grade school.
I can't even look at you. That's
and
weird.
And if somebody, it's not my fault. If somebody forgot their lunch, then, you would all just
right.
share part of your bag lunch.
What? Really?
Never had a cafeteria.
So like when Laura Ingalls would forget her lunch?
Yes.
Because, what is this little house on the prairie?
So this would have been.
What is that?
When was I in school? I was born in 75, so I would have been in grade school then, 83, 90-ish. We never had a cafeteria.
It's just so weird.
Are we the only ones?
I've
never not had a cafeteria.
Do they have a cafeteria now?
No, I don't
think they have
a school now, barely.
Oh, well.
I think it's still running, but I don't think it's well attended.
It's so,
Catholic schools are struggling.
So strange.
Yeah, somebody back me up. Are we the only one? B, did anyone else go to Christ the King and experience this? I can't.
Or was Jen just in trouble enough so she always sat in the classroom? Was that actually the case?
I wasn't alone.
It was a big lie this whole time.
It was a privilege to sit in the cafeteria. Jen never knew about it.
You should have seen when I transferred to Piper. I'm like, what is this? We get to wear our own clothes and there's a place with food? This is amazing.
She's like, let me get this right. You have a room that has food in it.
And it's hot and I don't have to wear red plaid every single day.
Is that why you never wear red plaid now?
What is happening? You know what? Christ the King is still alive because I saw a little girl the other day and I go, oh my gosh, that was the exact same uniform I had. And her mom said, oh, well, she goes to Christ the King preschool. And I'm like, oh, they still have the exact same uniforms.
That is why I only wear khakis and Solid Color shirts. I wore it for 12 years of my life. It's what I'm used to.
I loved uniforms.
I didn't wear jeans for like 20 years.
So is that why you don't wear red plaid? I don't think I've ever seen you wear red plaid.
Why would anyone wear red plaid? I'm wearing pink plaid. Look.
That's not the same thing.
It's not really an everyday sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean,
guy uniforms probably get away with it better than.
Truda would probably like it if we were wearing Catholic school
uniforms.
Girl uniforms,
they typically come out on Halloween.
Can we not do that? We will not be doing that.
Or special occasions when you've been really good.
Jeez. Let's go ahead and just end that segment right away.
What does that mean?
Here's what's coming up on the show with Jen and Truda.
We had that and a cafeteria. Yeah.
Gosh.
For the win.
I got to wear whatever I wanted, and there was a kitchen with a cafeteria.
So weird.
So strange.
I'm on the only one that didn't.
You never said that before.
That is hilarious.
Did you guys have a cafeteria? What kind of question is that?
Nothing my entire childhood.
Yes.
Did you walk to school without shoes?
It was all sandwiches.
Uphill both ways.
Every time.
We're going to talk to Tracy from pennybinchandmom.com just after 8. We'll talk Black Friday shopping. You know,
the Department of Education likes when kids eat during school. That's probably a pretty good thing.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
At some point, we'll have to talk about the Christmas movies that make your holiday. Is The Grinch one of those? And is it the old, like, animated one or the Jim Carrey one?
I can't. I have to hashtag save Thanksgiving or I get yelled at by everyone. You're bypassing Thanksgiving.
We talked about Thanksgiving pizza.
Which we could eat, not in my cafeteria at school.
And see, I don't know if Shaylee heard my theory yesterday, but I actually came up with a pretty good, I thought, theory about this whole Thanksgiving and playing Christmas music before. Had we played the regular Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, Bon Jovi, how is that any more thankful than playing holiday tunes?
You're not saving Thanksgiving with Adele.
Right?
So, I'm just saying.
She's sending her love, so, I mean, she's not saving anything.
Right. It's equal.
Hello from the other side.
Why are you doing that?
Because it was Adele. You said Adele. All right, let's just talk to these people who think they went to school with you or something. So, Jen, we found out last hour that Jen grew up in a school that had no cafeteria.
No, and to me that was normal because it was K through 8th grade. There was no cafeteria. You brought in your brown paper bag with your lunch and ate it at your desk every day.
Oh,
that was normal for us.
It's so strange. And it was in this, like, century.
And I thought
this was this lifetime.
I'm 41, for the record. And I thought maybe you
had
the same thing.
You admitted that?
Because we both went to Catholic schools in KCK. So,
right.
Or, well, mine was KCK. So I assumed maybe that was just the norm for Catholic schools.
No, I mean, we had indoor plumbing and everything. It was cool. I mean, it was great. We had a roof over our heads. Uh-huh. We had a gym.
It was a beautiful building.
Did you have a library? Could you get books?
Yes, we did, because it was across from the sixth grade classrooms.
Hmm. Okay.
Yep,
How about that?
A library.
I take it you didn't have the Apple Lab.
Oh, my.
Oh, jeez.
Did you not have an Apple Lab?
We had Bibles. Are you kidding me? There was limited access to technology in those days.
You weren't playing Oregon Trail then?
No.
I love that game.
Oh, my gosh.
Are we that?
A big part of grade school is gone.
You and I are 4 years apart?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So I'm 37.
We had pencils and paper.
Mm.
And chalk.
Yep.
You didn't have the Macintosh with the dot matrix printer that had the Mm-mm. things on the side
Not
that you have to tear
high
away?
School. Yeah.
Oh,
I remember
man.
That.
Yeah.
Vaguely.
Mavis Beacon teaches typing.
My mom made me do that at
that?
Home. She made me do it at home.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was really harsh. He's like, I don't want to do it.
Before you go play, you've got to do two levels
did.
Of Mavis Beacon.
She said that. She wouldn't let me go to practice until I did one.
Bam, come on now.
I know.
You had to have skills, though. And if she'd only know what she set you up for, because now you, like, fly on that phone.
That's true. It set her up to be
the probably why.
Best texter ever.
Thanks, Mom.
All right, except you don't even put all the letters and words anymore.
Legit.
Hey, The Show, good morning.
Hi, I was just going to tell my husband talking about the private school and no cafeteria.
Yeah.
I was going to let her know my son still, he goes to a private preschool, Christian one, and they do not have cafeteria.
Yes, you have to pack a lunch every day?
Yeah, they do. And he's actually fortunate because they do offer once a week, they have a small kitchen area where they prepare, little warm meals, but it's only on Mondays. But yeah, he has to pack his lunch every single day.
Okay, so I'm not the only person.
Wow.
No,
see, I've heard of not having a gym.
Right. We also didn't have a gym.
But
that is so weird.
Not having the cafeteria, that blows my mind.
For PE, we would play in the church basement.
It's
they had like a big empty hall, the
at
church
Christ
basement.
King.
Yes.
So yeah, I thought I'd give you a holler because I thought that is weird that no one's heard of that because that's really common in private schools.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So
I don't know.
Keep their costs down.
Thank you for backing me up on that.
No problem. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Hey, The Show. Good morning.
I was calling because I went to Christ the King from kindergarten through in the middle of my sixth grade year, and she's absolutely correct. I ate in my classroom every day with my own brown bag lunch.
Exactly. Thank you.
Wow.
And I was just telling him we didn't even have playground equipment. For recess, we'd go out on the blacktop. You just had the big parking lot, and you played jump rope or kickball.
Yes, and I remember when the snow would... they would clear it off, and there would be big piles of snow,
right.
And they would sometimes let us play in them.
That was the excitement. We got snow piles! Now, what years
Absolutely.
Would you have been there? What time period would you have been there?
I would have been there 81 to, 87.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and backing up my story this morning.
No problem.
And do you have a cafeteria now? This is
right. Yeah.
All right. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Look, I guess it's true.
No,
I mean, we didn't think you were lying to us.
Well,
no,
thinking,
it's just weird.
Thinking back, what else did I miss out on?
Yeah, so what else didn't you have?
It was a big, beautiful school at the mm-hmm. time. We didn't have a cafeteria. We did have a library. There was a principal's office.
But, like, no
did
gym.
Did you venture there a lot?
So,
no.
Did you do, like, did you have those scooters?
Yes.
That you could do, like, the scooter races?
But you did that in the church basement.
Okay.
Because our school was in the same parking lot as the church. And so for PE, if you couldn't go outside and play on the blacktop, you went over to the church basement. You did the little scooters.
Right.
Or kickball.
This is so interesting now.
Yeah.
You gotta think back to all the stuff.
No playground equipment. I don't think we had an art room. I think we just had art in the classroom at your desk. We didn't. We couldn't afford the good stuff, which is ironic because my parents paid out the wazoo for me to go to private school.
Yes, that's the thing, right.
And yet we couldn't afford anything.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Right.
This seems backwards.
This seems a little backwards.
Mine was free. I had a playground and blacktop and an art room. And a computer lab.
Whatever, millennial.
My parents were excited when I went to KU because it was cheaper than Miege.
Yeah, I bet.
They were like, oh my God, this is awesome. That's why they paid for my entire college. They're like, we got mm-hmm. loans because they're like, oh my God, after paying for Catholic high school, shoot, you're golden.
I looked into private
college
school.
College was awesome.
Uh-uh. I'm not paying $5,000 for grade one. Not happening.
That's what it is now, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Crazy. All right, 8:31 here at the show. 5767. Yeah, I know. $60 a year for daddy school. I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. What was that?
And done.
Yeah, this is sweet. All right, the show's back in 4 minutes. Kansas City's Christmas station here. 5767-102. Twitter, text, Facebook for you as always. See me and Julio down by the
schoolyard. This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So come this Friday, my family and I are going to be nestled down in the cabin while you go crazy, Jen.
Starting 6 o'clock Thursday night, actually before that, because I'll have to have my route all mapped out of where I'm going Black Friday
as
shopping.
As if she's a mailman.
I've been going for probably 10 years, and we have one of the experts at Black Friday shopping.
Absolutely.
From PennyPinchandMom.com, Tracy is back with us to tell us about the things that we have to be out on the lookout for and how to achieve actually getting those things.
Absolutely. Some of our top deals that I tell people to look for are some of those electronics. Like,
oh yeah,
Target's going to have a 50-inch Samsung television for $400, folks.
Ooh,
that's a really good deal.
Yeah,
the kickers are going to be in line and probably be one of the first people to get one.
Right, I'm not getting
that. If you can do that, hey, more power to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then we also tell people look for some of those computers. That's when we see some of those, like the Macs. They never go on sale. If you own one, you know, you pay full price.
Sure.
They're actually having discounts at Best Buy on Macs. So that's definitely a time to maybe consider getting one if you've had your eye on one.
Huh. And Shaylee always comes in here with new headphones.
Beats wireless headphones. That's probably my number one requested item.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
It is. It is crazy the number of people who ask me, is there a deal on Beats wireless headphones? They're normally $200. They're going to be $120 at Target.
Ooh, okay.
So that's another one you'll definitely want to keep your eye on if that's on one of your wish lists.
Right.
And will that be one of those items where you have to be there in line ahead of time?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. It will be one that will sell out. It just happens. It's just the way it is. So, you know, if you have to have one, you know, pack up your Thanksgiving lunch and go stand in line early, and then maybe you'll be lucky. So
I'm going to leave that to you, Jen.
Yeah.
Because, again, I've never done a Black Friday and don't foresee myself doing it this year.
No, we seriously do in my family. My sister and I used to take walkie-talkies, and like so that in the store we could communicate, like, I got the Hatchimal. Did you get the Nintendo? Yes, I got it. Boom, meet me in line.
We got the Nintendo out.
So there is a method to the madness.
Yes.
And what is the best way to approach Black Friday shopping?
Well, the first thing I tell people to do is have a map. You got to kind of figure out where you're going to go and where in the store you need to go.
Yeah.
So when you hit that front door, you know exactly what direction to go. So I honestly kind of, you know, talk about like you just do some strategic planning and kind of scope it out.
Uh-huh.
Go beforehand and know where stuff is going to be.
Yes.
And that way then you'll know where to visit when you go in. And like you said with a friend, my mom and I, we've been shopping Black Friday for more than 10 years too. And it's not what you see on TV. That's just so extreme. And it's fun. And it's a great time. And we'll actually split up. Like, okay,
yes.
I need to get this. You go get this. And we'll split up in the store. And we'll actually then, okay, let's meet back in 15 minutes at this section, and then we'll run back together and see what we got or we didn't.
Because one has to go to electronics while the other goes to toys.
Right.
Is there a place where you should just cut your losses? Like if you go and you're looking for that laptop, but you see the line at computers is probably 25 people deep, you say, not getting one of those. I should just go on to the next thing.
And that's exactly right. Okay. Because there's only a limited number of those doorbusters in each store.
Yeah.
You know, read that fine print on the ad, and it will say limit of 10 per store or 3 per store. So your odds of getting it are pretty much zip to none.
Sure.
Yeah.
So have a backup plan. You know, okay, I can't get that. Maybe there's something else I can get. And you need to go in it with the right attitude.
Yeah.
That there are going to be a million people out. You know, you're going to be standing in line with your new best friends for an hour checking out. So get to know each other and have some patience. And if you don't, stay home, because the rest of us who enjoy it would rather that you not show up.
One time we were waiting in line at Kohl's and the woman behind me didn't have the coupon. And I'm like, oh, you have to have this coupon. And so I literally got her email address and I emailed her the coupon so that she could scan it up there. She's like, thank you so much. I didn't know this line would be so friendly. And I'm like, why wouldn't I want you to save?
Right. We actually shop in line. And that's kind of funny. Yeah. We'll be like in line, like, oh my gosh, where did you find that? And they'll say, oh, over here, I'll hold your spot. You can go get one.
Yeah.
And they'll let you run and shop and come back
teamwork.
In line.
It's teamwork.
It is.
We're bringing America together.
And this is all like overnight, or what time is all this stuff happen?
It's overnight. It's all day. Like my mom and I, since they changed the times to Thursday, we don't go out Thursday. I've got young kids, and so we just go out Friday. But we still get up at like 3:30 in the morning.
Yep.
And we're out the door by 4. And it's that way no matter where we go.
Uh-huh.
The entire day. Yeah. And we have never had a bad experience. I think we've maybe run into probably 5 rude people in more than 10 years. And I'm not exaggerating. Because everybody has the right attitude.
It's the silly 2 or 3 videos that get shown on YouTube over and over and over.
The people like trampling on top of each other.
Right, right, or like punching each other for a toaster.
Exactly. I don't think that's representative of all Black Friday shopping.
It's not. And so you kind of have to take that with a grain of salt.
Right.
And realize that if you're standing in line at Best Buy, and now they've controlled it so much with numbers, and they control the flow into the store. So they don't open the store and it's like,
Mad rush
and a stampede of people trying to get to the television. So,
all right. So Target for electronics, definitely TVs and the Beats headphones.
Yes.
And the other hot deal?
The computer.
Yes.
Best Buy, if you're wanting a Mac or a laptop, might check there. And then just know that you've got to have a game plan in place and go in it with the right attitude and you'll have a lot of fun.
Thank you,
Tracy. Make your map.
Thanks, guys.
Check out all the deals at pennypinchandmom.com.
Happy shopping.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.